This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It doesn't make sense. Okay, so for the last 3 or 4 months, Democrats have been saying every night in this show, Trump is a puppet of the Kremlin. He's doing the bidding of the Putin government. The entire Russian economy is based on energy. Trump's views on energy are very pro-American. He wants more energy exploration and production in this country. He's totally for fracking. If you were doing the Kremlin's bidding, you would have Al Gore's position. You'd be against fracking, and you'd be talking a lot about global warming. How does that even make sense that Trump is doing the bidding of Russia?
Well, it makes sense that Trump is doing the bidding of Russia if you look at the actions that he has taken as president. The actual things that he has done is he has removed sanctions on the FSB, which is the Russian spy network. He's also attacked NATO, which is one of the top priorities of Vladimir Putin. And he continues to praise Putin at every turn. And not only that, he goes up and attacks the European Union, which again is an adversary of Putin.
He loves Putin. I'll grant you that. I don't think it's true, but whatever. NATO was a bulwark against Soviet communism. It was great. But you got to think that Putin's priorities maybe have changed a little bit in the 26 years since the Soviet Union collapsed, and that maybe maintaining their economy might be at the top of the list. So Trump is actually working against Russian interests on that, the biggest question of all. And he's also calling for more military spending and expanding the U.S. Navy and Air Force. Why in the world would Putin be for that?
I mean, I don't understand how you can say that Putin is for American policy and that Donald Trump is whatever you just said.
I'm just making the obvious point that Al Gore and Hillary Clinton's views on energy, the single most important question in the Russian economy, are much closer to Putin's than Trump.
And what I'm saying is that the single and most important thing for the Russian economy is the lifting sanctions. And that is what Donald Trump and his administration is.
That's not true at all.
No, it is absolutely.
No, it's the price of natural gas, which is why they fund propaganda against fracking.
No, I mean, the most important thing, which is why that the ambassador to Russia, Kislyak, freaked out when it looked like the administration was going to impose new sanctions, which is why they called Michael Flynn.
They don't want sanctions, but...
Well, I mean, it is a disaster for their economy.
But their propaganda channel is not running long pieces about sanctions, running long pieces about fracking. They're on your side with the fracking.
First off, the Russian propaganda absolutely was running long pieces about sanctions. They were boosting that up right after Donald Trump won, and they were talking about what an important boon this was going to be for the Russian economy. So you're wrong on that front.
So your point is, and the point of Democrats speaking in lockstep as always, is that Devin Nunes is such a partisan that he cannot continue in his role as chairman of the House Intel Committee. If he was such a partisan, he's partisan, of course, he's an elected Republican, but if he was so partisan that partisanship guided his every action, why would he be allowing hearings on any of this in the first place? Democrats would never allow a hearing on something to hurt their president.
Well, first off, he just canceled a public hearing on Friday where Sally Yates was going to come and testify, and he canceled it the same day it turned out that Sally Yates was going to come and contradict statements that the White House had made about Michael Flynn.
And then
he pulls the plug. So if your argument is that Devin Nunes is not partisan because he's allowing hearings, he's not. He just canceled two of them.
Okay. We've had a bunch of hearings. We will have more. They're allowing, he is the chairman of this committee, he's allowing this investigation to go forward. I'm just saying, as you well know, with a Democrat in the White House and Democratic-controlled Congress, this would never happen because it's going to hurt our guy. We're not doing it, period. And he's allowing it.
Well, of course, Tucker Carlson last night with Zach on his, you know, whatever you said, the poor guy, he's just so confused and so much into the party line here that
That doesn't follow the talking point. Wait, hold on.
Exactly. Right. Whatever you said. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's, you know, it is amazing how people reveal themselves, but it's like you follow the logic, you know, you go, why would Putin support Trump but yet this guy insists everything he's done, and then Tucker says, well, here's several things that he's done that's very anti-Russian and anti-Putin, you would think. Oh, you know, it's not that one, it's that other one. It's lifting sanctions, that's what it is. They expose themselves, it just becomes so obvious. All you got to do is listen. Nobody needs to report. You just listen to what they're saying, you know, with a reasonable mind. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, you want to drop us a line? We'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is Cajun Crusher time. I'm talking about Jeff Cruer, New Orleans native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party, and the host of his own Louisiana-based radio and TV show, Ringside Politics. Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. Boy, after an exciting week, the GOP had a lot going on here. And, of course, one of the high points was this situation that involved Representative Nunez unmasking, if we might say, a report that vindicates Donald Trump's claims on surveillance.
Well, you know, it was a week of ups and downs for the president. And obviously the week started with the James Comey testimony, which was certainly a bombshell. And then the Nunez report was another bombshell. So
right.
I think we've got more questions, though, Bill, than answers as to what exactly happened and who really is involved in this. Because
right.
I'm worried about all of these leaks. I'm worried about people being unmasked that should be. And I think we need a lot more information.
Well, what is it about James Comey? I mean, it's almost like you can't have him out in this public environment anymore because there's things he can't talk about and then other things he does talk about. I mean, you know, some Democrats wanted to claim what Comey had to share as a bombshell, but I thought after everything was said and done, he lost some veritas because he was inconsistent with the
right.
things that he shared and the reason for not sharing things that I thought were pretty academic.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought James Comey lost whatever little credibility he had. I really don't think Donald Trump should have retained him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he should have just fired him. And I know the president does have the authority to fire an FBI director.
Right.
And Comey, to me, is someone who every time he really gets involved in these things, he seems to make it more muddled. He doesn't really bring any clarity to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
the way he handled the Hillary Clinton situation, I thought was abysmal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, exactly.
Abysmal.
Yeah, and I think part of that, Jeff, is that his, you know, his branding, his narrative about his character, you know, when anybody talks about James Comey, they always preceded it with what a great guy, an honorable guy, a nonpartisan that he is, and yada, yada. And it's like, I mean, in the last couple of years, I don't get it. James Comey's not giving us anything that resembles the preamble of his character. I'm sorry.
Right. He's got the big resume, but he doesn't deliver. I mean, he's mm-hmm. all hat and no cattle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he is someone that is highly praised and touted, but listen, I've been very unimpressed with him. And I guess going forward, he's going to be there at least for a while for this mm-hmm. investigation to conclude. And then once it is, well, I hope the president just says goodbye to him.
Well, James Comey needs to be put on notice, and that is, as you say, all hat, no cattle, because President Trump is the kind of guy that's going to say, where's the beef? And after a while, if you can't show the beef, you're out of there. And he knows that he's got a ticking time bomb in the background. I mean, this is not guaranteed another 4 years. If he gets some things right, I think he's got an opportunity, and then that opens the door for Mike Pence. Otherwise, it's one and done.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've got to get things done. I mean, we've got to show results to the American people. And if not, you're right. One and done. So we need to see action all across the board, national security, economy, health care. And there's a sense of urgency in the president's executive orders. I mean, I think he's a man of action there, but we got to bring along everybody else, like the Congress and all these people that supposedly work for him.
Well, Jeff, going back to this report, and I would say there are things that we can look at right now that we do know. We do know that Mike Flynn was illegally unmasked. There was illegality that already taken place. And last time I checked, Mike Flynn was part of the transition team. He was on the team for Trump. He was all part of it. So for the Democrats and others to say, hey, we didn't target, well, somebody did, because Mike Flynn is no longer part of the program.
Right.
So how can you claim some sort of innocence? I mean, there's not even plausible deniability that will carry the day on that stupid statement.
I think he was targeted by someone within the intelligence agencies, and they really got him out of the Trump administration. So the problem is, of course, as you say, the unmasking is the crime, and the reporting of that to the media, divulging that information. So we know that of all this whole mess, Russia collusion, wiretapping, that's the only crime, Bill, that we know definitely occurred. And that's the one thing James Comey said he had no information on.
Yeah.
He couldn't even verify they were investigating that, which was crazy to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then later on, he announces he's investigating Hillary Clinton, but he doesn't announce at the same time that he's investigating Trump. Then he comes back several months later after Trump's been elected and says, oh, yeah, there's an ongoing investigation going on. What are you talking about?
Right. And then I was never satisfied with how he conducted the Hillary Clinton investigation laptop that belonged to Anthony Weiner, or the whole foundation supposed investigation into that. So, yeah, I've got a lot of problems with him and this whole thing now going on. I think this whole Russian collusion thing, Bill, is a joke. I really think
It's a boogeyman. I got to tell you, Putin is loving this. I mean, Putin is the boogeyman. He has now got place. He never had place before. It was pretty insignificant, all things considered. And the Democratic Party is just feeding the narrative and making him into something he certainly is not. I mean, can you imagine that he would have this kind of influence in our mature democracy?
No.
I'm not there. I can't get there.
And, you know, the Democrats used to always complain that we weren't close enough to the Soviet Union, that we weren't reaching out to negotiate with them and work with them, that Ronald Reagan was too tough on them and was calling them names, and that we should be reaching out and having all these negotiations. Now we have a president who went into office saying, well, you know, maybe we can try to work with them. And they're raising all kind of concerns about that. So which way is it? The media, Democrats? You seem to be really all over the board here on how we should deal with this known adversary of ours. I don't have a problem if we can find some areas we can work with them on, Bill.
Well, we need to work with everybody, Jeff. I mean, come on. We don't need to have bad players out there wanting to, blast us out of the universe. We got North Koreans going crazy, you know, developing nuclear weaponry and missiles. And, and the heat's going to be on China, that they better pull the reins in on these guys, or there's going to be all kinds of trouble. And right now, Trump is talking about some sanctions on China to get them to behave properly.
I totally support that, because I think they've gotten a free ride for a long time, Bill, and I don't think North Korea would be anything without China.
Well, without a doubt, and I mean, and this is the time to call the question with the Chinese. Are we going to get along and be good neighbors and good partners together, or are we going to just be adversarial? I mean, we don't need to agree on everything, but we better agree on some fundamentals, like protecting our people and not unleashing some nuclear conflagration here, you know?
I really blame them for this whole North Korean problem, and
no question.
They really aren't getting enough of the blame there, because they're totally supporting this North Korean wacko, this dictator there. So maybe this new strategy on how Trump is talking about dealing with them will work, because appeasing them, Bill, that didn't work.
It doesn't work, no doubt. Well, Jeff, we got to leave it there. As always, great to have you with us. Jeff Cruer, the Cajun Crusher, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Bill.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
March.
Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to deliver the truth no matter where it leads. That is our passion for you because there's plenty of fake news out there, but the facts are most important. Kind of like Joe Friday used to say, you know, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And we're going to talk next all about the facts of spring cleaning, not only for your physical space, but for your digital space. You think about that? Maybe it's spring cleaning time for your digital space, and it's all about decluttering the home, which is one of the annual rites of spring cleaning. You know, from cleaning behind the refrigerator to organizing our closets, spring provides the perfect backdrop to get our homes in order. As we take inventory of what we have in our physical home, it's also a good time to organize our digital life. You know, I hadn't really thought about it until, you know, I read about this from Facebook product director Mary Koo. On March 29th, today, Facebook's Mary Koo, speaking of which, is going to tell us how to, you know, how we can look online to get the most out of our spring cleaning efforts. Now, think about this. She's going to talk about Facebook's marketplace and how it can be a great solution for selling items as you're spring cleaning and you're in that spring cleaning mode, and touch on ways to clean up your virtual home as well. Mary Koo, Facebook product director, I've been bragging about you, so it's good to have you with us right now. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about some of those tips and how to clean up our digital life this spring.
Yes. Spring is here, and for a lot of people that means spring cleaning. I can't help you mop your floors, but I can share with you how Facebook can make organizing your home and your digital life easier. On the home front, when you're done with that cleaning, there are lots of things that you find that you just don't need anymore. And Facebook Marketplace is a great place to help you find new homes for those items. And when you're done organizing your home, you also want to organize your digital life. And we can help you do that with newsfeed preferences and ad preferences.
Well, I can tell you, Mary, the Martinez household, it's Casa, we say Casa Martinez here, that we've been in a kind of a downsizing mode, and we've been vacating things, and it is amazing the stuff that you find along the way, and you go, why are we holding on to this stuff? And including, like, storage facilities, right? We're wasting a lot of money keeping things in storage that we're not even using. I'm going, what was I thinking? So I really appreciate your idea and what Marketplace has to offer in terms of helping us downsize and get rid of those things that just kind of been hanging around, you know, growing dust, so to speak, and really serving no purpose. And as you say, I like how you say finding a new home, because there's other people that could appreciate some of these items that have just been hanging around, taking up space, right?
Absolutely. And I know how you feel. I have two young kids, and they outgrow their clothes like crazy. And I'm always looking for, okay, what do I do with this? And once again, like I said, this is where I think Marketplace really comes into play. When my kids have outgrown their clothes, I take some pictures of it. I write a quick description of the condition that it's in, set a price for it, put it on Marketplace, and, you know, within a few days it sells.
Well, and that gives you this sense of, hey, look, you're moving stuff out and you know, kind of a new beginnings all over again with a fresh new start, getting the clutter out of the way. I mean, it's amazing. It doesn't take a whole lot of clutter to kind of confuse things, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So what can we do to organize the news feed? Okay, we're taking care of the household now, so the physical space, but let's talk digital now. What can we do? Because just as in our physical spaces, things can accumulate. Certainly, boy, I tell you, it's like they accumulate faster than anything these days.
Facebook wants your feed to be as engaging and relevant for you as possible, and we use all kinds of signals to determine that. But you know yourself best. You have a best friend, and you want to see her posts and her content first. By setting up your newsfeed preferences, we can actually do that for you. You let us know that, hey, this is somebody I really care about. I want to see her content first, and that's the content that we'll prioritize for you.
Mm-hmm. And so in prioritizing, then we open up our computers, we go online, and it's right there, right at the top. And we don't have to search all over the place for it, right? So it's kind of like a ready-made bookmark for us.
That's right. So it's really about putting the things that you care about first, your friends, your family, whomever else it is that you care about most.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, how can I find more new ideas and encouragement around spring cleaning? Because it is the season and spring is the time. We start hearing birds, we hear music, and maybe we need to hear birds and music because it makes it a little bit easier to clean things up, right?
That's absolutely true. Spring cleaning is one of those things that you feel like you have to do, but it can be really, really tough to get motivated. Facebook groups is a great place to find motivation, inspiration, advice, learnings. Every month, over a billion people look at Facebook groups to find this kind of inspiration, to talk about the topics that they're passionate about. And organization and spring cleaning is just one of those.
Uh-huh. So when you, well, tell me how that works. So if somebody goes to Facebook group, they haven't gone to it, so they don't know what to experience. What are they going to see, and how do they pick and choose the groups that, you know, pertain? In this case, we're looking for spring cleaning. So what would that be titled under?
When you go to the group section, there's an explore tab there as well. So you can find all kinds of groups that you might be interested in. You can search for certain types of groups, look for organization or cleaning, and it'll give you a list of groups. And you can choose which ones you want to join and check out the content.
Well, Mary, Facebook continues to evolve. I mean, it is a dynamic process, as I've always said in marketing. The thing about marketing, it is dynamic. It's ever-changing. You can't be the same as you were, last year, much less even a couple of months ago, because it's changing that quick. And Facebook has been on top of this. Let me ask you, forecasting-wise, as the director of product management, can you share with us, a couple things that you're working on here that we may be seeing most imminently?
Well, I can't share
anything. Or do you have to kill me first if you share those things with me?
I can't share anything that's not quite out there yet. But you can see that a lot of what we're trying to do is just make Facebook more and more relevant for you. The reason why we built Marketplace was because we saw a lot of people just buying and selling on Facebook and having a great experience. And we wanted more people to be able to do that. And really, that's how we think about building products.
Well, I think it's a terrific idea, and of course, spring cleaning is a great time to get plugged into it and to experience it. And as you say, for you, it's been working very effectively, and for others that have already been on it. So this may be a new positive experience for Facebookers out there. Now realize that it's not just the other products that have been out there, but that Facebook is it's almost becoming a one-stop type of service, organization and placement for people, right?
Well, we really want, like I said, what we really want is for Facebook to be relevant and engaging for people. And we're always exploring the types of things that people are doing on Facebook to understand how we can make it better for them, to really expand on those experiences that people find most useful.
Well, that's great. Well, Mary Koo, thank you so much for being with us. Mary Koo is the Director of Product Management at Facebook, where she leads the company's commerce efforts. You've learned a lot. You got some great ideas. You know where to go to keep those ideas brewing and keep sharing them with others. Where can they go for more information, Mary Koo?
Check out Facebook. If you want to learn about Marketplace, facebook.com/marketplace.
Well, thank you, Mary. Appreciate the time. Good stuff.
Thank you for having me.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors at Kelley Blue Book, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, recently announced the 12 best family cars of 2017. With a keen focus on factors like safety, value, comfort and convenience, cargo versatility, technology, and child safety car seats, the KBB.com editors recommend their choices for a diverse group of new vehicles that best meet the needs of today's families. They brought together last year's winners and the best of the new and redesigned 2017 models for back-to-back testing. Jack R. Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KDB.com.
Our editors enlisted the help of their families, which includes children spanning a full range of ages from toddlers to college students, and even a few who have made it out into the real world, to put this year's contenders to a real-world test, selecting a total of 12 new vehicles deemed worthy of being named Kelley Blue Book's Best Family Car of 2017.
For more information, visit KDB.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Who better to take care of yourself than yourself is the way I think about it. Why not? Whether it's health care or any other issue of life. I mean, this is what our founding fathers had designed for us in our Constitution. But if you don't read the Constitution, then you miss out some of those important points like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's on us. And the government is on us because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, not of, for, and by the elites. So that's what they like you to think, because they like all the compensation and that. But that's a discussion for another day, because we need to talk about the Supreme Court right now at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Kimberly Robinson joins us. She's a legal editor for the U.S. Law Week and the publication's lead reporter at the U.S. Supreme Court. She's also a member with Bloomberg BNA, and so good to have her insight here regarding Judge Gorsuch. Kimberly Robinson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. Important to get your perspective. Rasmussen writes that over in the Senate, even though appellate court judge Neil Gorsuch sailed through his confirmation hearing this week, Republicans may be forced to change the rules to ensure the confirmation of Trump's first Supreme Court nominee. Voters remain, however, confident, though, that Gorsuch will be confirmed and think opposition to his nomination is driven more by politics than concerns about his judicial thinking. It's probably almost 50% of Americans feel that way. What say you, Kimberly?
Well, we're still not really clear on whether or not Neil Gorsuch will get through the Senate. As you mentioned, the Republicans may have to change the rules, but it's not clear that they have the votes yet to do that. They hold, you know, a very narrow majority at 52 Republicans in the Senate, and they'll need all but one of them to change the rules. And it's a pretty drastic rule change, so that's still something to come. Of course, we did hear a lot of opposition from senators during his confirmation hearings, specifically Democratic senators, who, even though he, you know, really did no harm, which is really the rule in these confirmation hearings, mm-hmm. He was pretty evasive on some questions. And Dianne Feinstein actually said she'd never seen anybody who was so successful at not answering questions. So that's really the reasons that the Democrats are stating for opposing Neil Gorsuch. And we'll have to see how that plays out.
Well, I mean, when you look at previous, and you've been an observer of the Supreme Court for quite a while, so this isn't new to you. So when you look at any kind of, you know, confirmation hearing, I find judges, it doesn't matter, you know, what side of the fence they're on, to be rather evasive. You know, and of course we saw all the videos reminding us of Ginsburg when she was going through the process and how evasive she was. And I would say probably even in the two most recent with Sotomayor and Kagan, same thing as well. You could argue that there is that evasiveness. I know that even when I go to vote in local elections and trying to vet and find out where these judges are, unless you really know where they came from, where their law background was, you know, are they a constitutionalist like out of the cloth of a Scalia, or are they more, you know, kind of the modern day thinking that the Constitution is elastic, you know, coming of that thought that President Obama, you know, made a statement about, that he saw that the his interpretation of the Constitution and the rule of law should be one that would consider the culture and the current times, that, you know, maybe, you know, the founding fathers did not mean exactly what they said.
Well, right. Well, you know, the evasiveness certainly did come up quite a bit during the confirmation hearing. And on the first day, it was clear that the senators themselves were arguing a bit over, you know, what the purpose of these hearings were about. Should they really just be about measuring Neil Gorsuch's qualifications, or should they be asking questions about his judicial philosophy, or trying to get him to commit on how he would, you know, decide very important cases that will come before him? You know, for his part, he did cite what he called the Ginsburg rule, as you mentioned, referring to Ruth Bader Ginsburg during her confirmation hearing, refusing to answer questions because, as she put it, and as Gorsuch put it, it could prejudice the parties before them and would make it seem unfair, as if he'd already made up his mind on a decision. But I think what we saw from Democratic senators is that they thought he was being too evasive. In particular, Senator Leahy got visibly upset when Neil Gorsuch refused to answer some questions on the emoluments clause, saying that he'd already answered questions about the Fourth Amendment. Why couldn't he answer about this, too? So that was an ongoing debate, one that didn't really get cleared up. It is a reason why senators are now trying to mount this filibuster.
Mm-hmm. So after all this, Kimberly, if you had a shot at becoming a Supreme Court justice, would you want to be in that hot seat?
Well, I luckily have a great job covering the court, and I think that vantage point is pretty good.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, because I'm sitting there, I'm watching this myself, and I'm going, who wants this job? I mean, after all the grueling questions, I mean, because there you are, and I mean, you know, you're trying to get information, and it seems, you know, for the everyday American, okay, why doesn't he answer this? But, you know, it's understanding what these judges have to rule on, and unfortunately, the political aspect, because I think the ongoing challenge that we have is separation of powers, is understanding where the legislation begins and ends, and where the judges' responsibilities in the court begin and end. And what's happened is some of those lines have become blurred, don't you think?
Well, that's certainly what we heard from Neil Gorsuch, is that he thinks that there should be clear lines between the legislature and judges, and that he's going to stick very close to the text of any laws that he's interpreting to try and give good faith to what Congress really, what they meant and what they wrote. Because as he put it, you know, the job of legislating is for legislators, and the job of judging is for judges. Something interesting that came up, though, is in this quest to keep clear lines for separation of powers, he's signaled that he's against this very long-standing doctrine of giving agencies deference when they're interpreting the laws, and that this could really make a big shakeup in the court. Justice Scalia, who he would be replacing, was, you know, in the camp that believed that we should be giving deference to agencies. If that's something that, you know, changes here, the Supreme Court, it could really touch on all kinds of parts of our lives that we don't necessarily think of. But, you know, agencies kind of do do almost every, you touch almost every part of our lives. So
exactly.
This is something to keep in mind.
Well, no question. That is pretty dynamic, and I agree with you. I was, frankly, I was impressed with his response when he was asked about if Donald Trump would have said, look, I'm nominating you. In essence, I'm nominating you so that you could reverse Roe v. Wade. And he without hesitation, said he would have walked out. He would have refused the nomination, you know, coming from the president. Did that give you any kind of additional insight into the character of Neil Gorsuch?
Well, you know, that was something that senators were really trying to press him on. How much would he push back on the president on these issues? And so it was a very striking moment in the hearing when he said, you know, that he would have walked out of his Supreme Court interview if that question had come to him. We did see a lot of questions about Roe versus Wade, about other cases dealing with the right to abortion. And, you know, the only hint he really gave was that, you know, these cases are precedent, they're settled law, and, you know, it's really hard to overturn cases that have been around for so long and have been reaffirmed. So that's really the only hint that we got on, you know, how he views abortion. But as you mentioned, it was a striking moment to think of someone walking out of an interview with the president.
Exactly. Well, no doubt, you know, the nuclear option is there. It would seem, you know, you're an observer of the Supreme Court, but you're watching, you know, the signs from the Senate and Mitch McConnell as well. My perspective was that Mitch McConnell was kind of showing the Democrats the holster without taking the gun out. I think he's a traditionalist. He wants to hold to the true tradition of the Senate. He believes, just as Paul Ryan does, in the traditions and in the general rules that have, you know, dictated decorum and parliamentary procedure within the bicameral House. But it also would seem that if they had to, because the president was established by the Democrats and Harry Reid, you know, we could see a nuclear option here.
And that's, you know, concerns that we're not just hearing from Mitch McConnell, but from a number of senators, including some key Republican senators who will
exactly.
probably be the deciding votes.
Well, Kimberly, we have to leave it right there. We're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us. Kimberly Robinson.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit CologuardTest.com by prescription only.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's water cooler talk time. Why not, huh? Andrea Kay is with us, syndicated host of her own show, The Andrea Kay Show, on TV and radio. Hey, Miss Andrea, how are we doing?
Hey, I am awesome. It is a beautiful, sunshiny day here in San Diego. It's a shame they can't make the numbers actually work for solar panels. Or I might have to get me some. We got so much sunshine here.
Well, like everything else that is green, it has a mood, you know, and you know, it's just not consistent, which I think is good. But and of course, we spent so much money chasing that windmill that you wonder where's the return on investment. But I guess we're not supposed to ask that question when it's the people's money that everybody's spending. Hey, let's talk about everybody's getting wiggy these days. I mean, O'Reilly gets wiggy, Maxine Waters gets wiggy. He makes this characterization that she James Brown called and said he wanted his wig back, and whoa, man, she got fired up.
Well, yeah, you know what? Can we just first acknowledge that it was just a dang good joke, okay? I mean,
yeah, that's
even
all.
Now coming up with riffing off of it. Because,
yeah.
And if he were a stand-up comic and said that on a stage, I mean, it would be viral as like one of the funniest jokes ever. But since it's Bill O'Reilly, okay,
yes.
He's not allowed to say it.
Right.
You know, I mean, if he had been Rachel Maddow busting on a conservative woman, it'd be cool. He'd be a hero, right?
Yes.
So, but his job, I look at it this way. I said this yesterday. I said, look, if Bill's job is to provide reportage. Does that wig not look like James Brown? Is
right.
he not appropriating James Brown's look? Of course she is.
Right. Well,
it's just facts.
Yeah. It's some of her theology and philosophy that I question. But of course, for her and her lefties, they're the only patriots in this supposed United States of America. But yeah, exactly. I mean, when you're a public figure, guess what? They make fun of O'Reilly all the time, and she gets a little bit of heat, and she's all offended and everything. But I laughed about it, and I got to tell you, I was surprised he apologized. I mean, he could have found a different way to get around. I mean, because it's not like he went into the confessional. He's talking to a priest. I mean, you know, come on, you're wide open. You're Fox and Friends. They chuckled too. I mean, if the truth be known.
Because it was funny, and and I can't remember now like specifics of mocking and really bad nasty jokes that were made about Sarah Palin, but there were quite a few.
Oh, nonstop, exactly.
and her hair. And they even did, you know, a cover of, I think it was Time Magazine, of her in cycling shorts, all meant to demean her. It's really cool when it's against conservatives. You know, I think if Maxine, you know, Waters, doesn't want any jokes about her hair, I mean, she should be glad at this point that anybody can even see her hair, because this was the same Democrat congresswoman who went to a mosque in Southern California and said only a bigot would vote against Sharia. Well, you know what? Under Sharia, they won't even let a woman show her hair. Okay?
Exactly.
Whether
James Brown,
or
James
not.
Brown wig or otherwise. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it was interesting because during that, you know, that little segment with O'Reilly Ainsley, after, you know, after he had made that comment about the wig, Ainsley Earhart said, well, you know, she says, you can't go after a woman's look. I think she's very attractive.
What?
I said, what? Exactly. And but this was her comment, because she had to defend women, and that's okay. I mean, women defend women, that's all right. And she thought that maybe O'Reilly had overstepped the deal. And, of course, O'Reilly was quick to retort that, look, I wasn't talking about whether or not she was attractive. I was only looking at her hair. It just reminds me, it triggers James Brown. You know, I feel good, you know, whatever, you know. So let's make.
And you know what? You know,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought you were finished. Excuse me for interrupting. I was going to say, you know, you may be onto something. I'm thinking she was channeling James Brown, the hardest working man in showbiz, right? Maybe she's trying to appropriate his image of being the hardest working woman in Washington. And she certainly is hardworking in terms of trying to push her agenda. We got a hat tip her on that, whether she's attractive or not. I tell you what's not attractive is her agenda, and it's flat out socialist while she's out there trying to partner with pro-Sharia people. So anytime I hear, well, we got to defend a woman here, I think, well, she ain't defending women. She ain't going to a mosque and telling them that the way they're treating women under Sharia is a problem.
Yeah. Well, how is she helping people in Los Angeles, Andrea? I mean, I look at her works and what she's doing there, you know, for the poor people, the black people specifically. I mean, she should be the champion, but her theology doesn't line up with anything that really supports black. I mean, it supports her pocketbook. I mean, she's following the lead of her fellow Californian, Nancy Pelosi, who says it's about me. You know, let me have all the exemptions I need in order to have the health care and the golden parachute after I get out of Congress. And, you know, the little minions there in Los Angeles, you know, tough breaks for them. You know, what is she doing to champion the cause at the ground level for blacks in Los Angeles? That's my question time and again.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's a great question nationally for all liberal Congress people, because reports continue to come out that the people who are hurt the worst economically with these open borders is not the wealthy people, it's not the corporations, it's the hardworking African Americans that want jobs and can't get them. The unemployment, what have they done? What is not only Maxine Waters, but what did the entire Obama administration and the Democrats in Congress, what have they done for black people, not just during his administration, but over decades?
Yeah,
you know, they elected him into office. Unemployment was skyrocketing under the Obama administration, and yet they continue to fight not just for open borders, but for sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, hurting their own minorities that they claim to represent.
Well, let's not even talk about abortion, okay, which has killed 40% of their people, okay, blacks in America. It is absolute genocide. But we can't say that. You know, Ben Carson says that. Larry Elder, our good friend Larry Elder, brings that up. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes all so spastic about it. But that's the bottom line. Look what's happening.
Yeah.
What are your chances of survival in the womb of a black woman today?
Very low.
I mean, you're better off going and fighting ISIS than being in the womb of a black woman today. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But anyway, we could be on that forever, but I want to get on to a couple other topics here that are about the water cooler. And what is it with leggings? You know, you guys are always causing controversy. I mean, what is it with this leggings thing?
You guys.
Because guys. I mean, well, Joe Namath tried to wear leggings, but outside of that, okay, all right. Okay, maybe Bruce Jenner. I'm sorry. Okay, but all right. What? So explain to me the leggings controversy.
Well, you know, at first blush, when I first heard this, I'm thinking, what do we got, Taliban Airlines? You know, monitoring the dress of women? What the fake is going on here?
Right.
And then you read, and then you, like usual, I mean, the headlines, the left-leaning media, exactly want you to think that about a corporation and that there's a war on women in America. And you read, then you read further and you realize that these people were flying for free on something called a buddy pass. And United Airlines has a policy that if you're going to fly for free, you're representing our organization, and we have a dress code according to that, just like they have a dress code for the flight attendants, just like they have a dress code for their gate agents, and
pilots,
et cetera.
Everybody.
Did these people not know that?
Right.
So they have a right as an organization to say, you got to represent us and dress according to our dress code. To me, that should have been the end of the discussion. Where's the controversy?
Yeah, exactly. And the kids that were involved here, no big whoop. I mean, one of the passengers in line opened up her case and, you know, gave the young gal a dress. It was no big whoop, you know, but you get people on the sidelines getting all excited. Maybe United needs to look at the policy a little bit too, because as you know, it's kind of like the same thing with, remember Levi's? You couldn't wear Levi's because they weren't dressed up, and you go, wait a minute, I just paid $200 for these. You know, I can't wear them. So culture had to make some modification, understand. So, if it's some of these things that are, you know, can be provocative, that's one deal. But, the fact of the matter is the culture is dynamic, and maybe it might need to reconsider, because I'm not that offended, you know, by leggings. It doesn't really bother me. I think, you know, some women wear them well and they look great. It's not a big distraction, but for them it's, and maybe I'm not seeing exactly what the attendant saw, but they have a standard operating procedure and say, look, at no leggings allowed. Hey, let's talk about Schumer. In contrast, you got up in Northern, in the Bay Area, we got Michael Savage, who was savagely attacked at a restaurant. He's sitting there by himself with his dog, and some knucklehead, you know, goes and pounds, Savage is like 75 years old. You know, he's all of about 5'6", standing on, you know, probably 5'6" worth of phone books. And he gets attacked by some guy. But now you got Schumer going ballistic at a swanky restaurant in New York. What's all that about?
Well, I think what it's about is it's the same thing that when Ann Coulter got a pie thrown at her. I don't know if they actually made contact or not. Same thing where, you know, Milo had to be ushered away and under armed security because he was under attack. You know, conservatives or anybody that they think might even be remotely conservative in some way, it's open season. They got a target on their back because they've been getting away with it. Where were the arrests up in Berkeley?
There's been
no arrest made when anytime you have these protests that get violent or any type of violent attack that's going on here. Why did the restaurant, meanwhile, before I get into what the restaurant should have done, aren't they supposed to be about love trumping hate?
Right.
I mean, everything the liberals do is so hypocritical. It's such a double standard. They talk out of one side of their mouth that they're supposed to be the party of tolerance and love. And then we've got rampant open season happening here. As soon as he verbally assaulted this couple in the restaurant should have thrown him out. Instead, the couple has to leave. He's chasing them out like a chihuahua nipping at their heels. I wish they had called the police on him and had him arrested for assault. I think they should file a restraining order, teach him a little lesson, and Congress should censor him because those were his constituents.
Exactly. Well, Chucky and all those on the left, love's a four-letter word, Andrea. That's what we're finding out. So, we got to be careful with what they say. I'm sorry, you know, I can't hear what you're saying because your actions are speaking louder than your words. And clearly that was the case here with Chucky Boy. We may need to put a muzzle on him. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. There is such a thing as civility and decorum. There it is. Talk time. Let it spread. Keep it talking. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Andrea.
Hi there. Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements. But a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The answer.